Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be playing a syndicated show for you today. It's the Johnny Cash Radio special with some of his music and friends talking about his career and the influences he had on people. So let's start it up right now. Here we go.
He was an example of how a guy with a free spirit moves around the world, and I think he was probably put here to show some of us the way that ought to be done.
Johnny Cash made a mark on the world that went well beyond his songs, musically, spiritually, politically. He was a complex man with qualities that generations have held in high regard. In the next hour, we'll talk with many of his old friends and new admirers, from Willie Nelson and Sheryl Crow to Rhett Miller and Brandy Carlile.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I'm Tony Lawson, and welcome to Johnny Cash, the Greatest. Welcome back to Johnny Cash, the Greatest. I'm Tony Lawson.
I always looked at John as somebody who had been there before me and who was doing it the way he wanted to do it. And I always admired and respected him for doing that. And he was one of the first rebels, one of the first outlaws, if you want to call them that, that hit Nashville. And I was a great fan of his, not only for his music, but for his attitude.
Willie Nelson.
I admired John because he had the guts and the desire to go out and change things that he didn't like and do things for other people that needed to be done and without asking somebody permission to do it. And I admired him for that. I admired the way that he decided what he was going to do and did it. And I was for him 100%. Him and Chris and Waylon and Billy Joe and a lot of us in those days sort of had adopted that we're who we are, take it or leave it attitude, and that was John.
When I'm all through, if I haven't been what they think I should be, if the total isn't high enough when they figure me, when I grow old, if there's no gray from worry in my hair, what do I care? What do I care? What do I care? Just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care? Mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip. I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What I care if I never have much money. And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care?
What do I care? Sung by Johnny Cash.
There were several messages that I get out of his music.
Singer and songwriter Lucinda Williams.
He touched on spirituality, his relationship with God, how he felt about that, but not in a, you know, pompous or kind of preaching fashion. He kind of snubbed his nose at authority to some extent, or to a great extent. Most of us have seen that great photograph of him shooting the bird, which really, I think, says it all right there. That iconic photo of Johnny Cash is kind of going, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. But I think, basically, and he also spoke for the working man, the working woman, you know, everyday people. He wasn't an elitist. Johnny Cash wasn't just a country singer, you know. There tends to be so much more of that kind of categorizing now than there used to be. And a lot of times people say, well, if somebody like Johnny Cash is trying to get a record deal now, he'd have a hard time getting a record deal. You know, you've heard that before. And there's a lot of truth in that, because he was so eclectic. He just did his own thing. He was a rock and roller in the true sense of the word.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Guess Things Happen That Way, sung by Johnny Cash. I'm Tony Lawson, and you're listening to Johnny Cash, the greatest.
Well, for me, it was after high school, and I was still playing bass in a couple of bands, and we were doing all sorts of crazy stuff, and I first heard Hank Williams for the first time, or sort of meeting the Carter family for the first time and getting into country music, and I started hanging out with some punk kids, and I was really into this punk girl. And they all listened to Johnny Cash like crazy, and they, you know, Johnny Cash is punk, is what they used to say, and, you know, they'd have it right next to their G.G. Allin records and their Clash records and just listen to tons of Johnny Cash. But meanwhile, I was there going, this is definitely not punk, this is definitely country. But that was my first introduction to Johnny Cash.
Dom Flemons and Hubby Jenkins playing Carolina Chocolate Drops.
I'd say the reaching out of one hand to another, the human condition, that's one thing that I find is in every one of Johnny Cash's recordings, no matter what it is the story to tell of one human talking to another. And I think that shows on everything. And also that's a reason why even toward the very end of his career, he had an amazing, what would, you know, not just a single comeback, it was like his third comeback, and has influenced tons of people that are even playing a lot of folk music and traditional music now. And it's really shown that even country music, he crossed over to where people that were into grunge or heavy metal, they could reach out and say, okay, I understand what country music is about because Johnny Cash showed me the way.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. you'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you old man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you old man. My other suit to the Salvation Army, and everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangled in my mind. I ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore while I'm breathing air that ain't been breathed before. I'll be as gone as a wild goose in winter. Then you'll understand, you'll man, meditate on it. Understand, you'll man, you hear me talking on it. Understand, you'll man, remember what I told you.
Understand Your Man, played by Johnny Cash.
Well, I've said it before, and I don't know any other way to put it, but I think that Johnny Cash made being rebellious majestic.
Shelby Lynn.
There's something mountainous about Cash, and we don't know how to describe that except be around it and feel it. And even if you watch him on TV or hear the records, there's something really powerful in that being, and we all wish we had a little bit of that.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle
my blues away.
Folsom Prison Blues, sung by Johnny Cash. In a minute, we'll talk with Shooter Jennings, Sheryl Crow, Kris Kristofferson, and many more. I'm Tony Lawson, and you're listening to Johnny Cash, the greatest. Welcome back to Johnny Cash, the greatest. I'm Tony Lawson. Singer and songwriter Shooter Jennings is Waylon's son.
The one thing I feel gets lost about Johnny Cash that he's not here is that he always is like smiling and goofy and joking and like, I mean, he's an intimidating figure when he walks in the room. He demands your respect and attention. But I don't remember him ever not having a smile on his face, yeah. And ever being kind of like a big kid. You know, he wasn't like, he didn't walk in a room like he wasn't a brooding individual. Yet his music was in so many transits. There's so much humor in it too.
There once was a musical troupe, a pickin' singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability. Folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. The curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
The one on the right is on the left, sung by Johnny Cash.
Johnny and June were not like anybody else I ever knew. You know, they had, to me, such a strong bond, but also at the same time, they had like the quintessential marriage. You could see them sometimes kind of being at odds with each other, and then in the next breath, finishing each other's sentences and laughing over a story. I loved being around the two of them. June had a terrific personality and was a great storyteller, and you could tell when you're around the two of them that he really liked her a lot, that he really enjoyed her. And you could tell that she really felt safe with him, you know, that he was her man. And, you know, I mean, those were the little things that I just got to sort of pick up on. And they were all about family. Like, from the moment they met me, they embraced me and were always inviting me over for dinner. And they just were great people.
Singer and songwriter Sheryl Crow.
I would say for people who are discovering Johnny for the first time to listen between the lines. I think he brought to every song a very strong presence of who he was, and all of the pain that he'd gone through with losing his brother, and the struggling, and the poverty, and the substance abuse, and the finding God, and the redemption, and the love, and all those things that gave weight to his interpretation of everything. I think if you listen to the music and lose yourself in it, you really get a sense of who he was.
Beside a singing mountain stream, where the willow grew, where the silver leaf of maple sparkled in the morning dew, I braided twigs of willow, made a string of buckeye beads. But flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. I leaned against the bark of birch, and I breathed the honeydew. I saw a northbound flock of geese against a sky of baby blue. Beside the lily pads, I carved a whistle from a reed. Mother Nature's quite a lady, but you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. A cardinal sang just for me, and I thanked him for the song. Then the sun went slowly down the west, and I had to move along. These were some of the things on which my mind and spirit feed. But flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. So when the day was ended, I was still not satisfied, for I knew everything I touched would wither and would die. And love is all that will remain and grow from all these seed. Mother Nature's quite a lady, but you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need.
Flesh and Blood, sung by Johnny Cash. I'm Tony Lawson, and you're listening to Johnny Cash, the greatest.
Well, I first became aware of John back when I was still in school, in high school. So, you know, he was a very magical figure.
Singer and songwriter Kris Kristofferson.
And the first time I saw him was when I was still in the Army. I was visiting Nashville, and Mary John Wilkin, the songwriter, got me backstage. And I was still in uniform, and I said, I gotta shake hands with him. I gotta meet him. I've never done that with anybody. And so I shook hands with him and decided to get out of the Army. and it turned it right there. And sure enough, the next time I came back, I was a songwriter. So I gave him every song I ever wrote, and he never cut any of them, but he carried one around in his wallet that he never recorded it, but just knowing he was carrying that song was enough for me, you know. But he finally did cut Sunday Morning Coming Down.
There was a bit of controversy about Johnny Cash singing the lyrics to Sunday Morning Coming Down on national television.
He had the most popular musical TV show in the country at the time, and he was just standing by. He wasn't saying anything, but they were giving suggestions about what to say instead of wishing the Lord that I was stoned. They wanted him to say, wishing the Lord that I was home. And I remember he didn't say anything, and I just said, well, you know, it doesn't mean the same thing, wishing I was home or stoned. And he didn't say anything, so I had no idea. I would have gone with anything he wanted to do. But when he came to, I was up in the balcony watching the show, and he got to that line, he looked up at me and he said, "Wishing Lord that I was stoned." And I almost fell out of the balcony. It was, that's the way he was. He was a friend and a hero.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday Morning Coming Down, sung by Johnny Cash on his television show.
Well, I actually did land a helicopter on his lawn. It was almost on his roof. It was a National Guard helicopter.
Chris Christopherson.
I was briefly in the National Guard there, and I don't know why I decided to do it, but I thought I'd fly in and deliver a tape to him, that he would be impressed, you know, if I handed him a tape. And he later told about how he had reacted to that, but the truth of it was he wasn't even there when I landed. And I almost landed on his roof. That's where the lawn went down and went up over his house at the time. But I gave it to his groundskeeper there, who took it back to give it to him. But John had a great, very creative memory. He told people that he had chased me off with a gun or something like that. I guess he didn't want anybody else flying in there.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tag, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Paul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61,
60, One Piece at a Time, sung by Johnny Cash. Coming up, we'll hear from Sam Beam, Rhett Miller, and Willie Nelson, plus a lot more music. I'm Tony Lawson, and you're listening to Johnny Cash, the Greatest. Welcome back to Johnny Cash, the Greatest. I'm Tony Lawson.
I became aware of Johnny Cash when I was around 7 years old. My mother asked for me to learn a song to sing in church with the family. And it was Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor. So that's when I first learned about Johnny Cash.
Singer and songwriter Brandi Carlile.
I feel like
not enough people quite touch on how much Johnny Cash was speaking about God and the way that he sees spirituality and faith impact a culture. Johnny Cash was such a visionary about the concept of forgiveness and acceptance. He was able to marry his Christianity, his religion, and his belief with Native American culture and politics on both sides of the coin. He was not a divisive man, and he spoke monumentally about the concept of change and forgiveness in a person's life. So I think that that message impacts our culture more than any of Johnny Cash's other messages.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Daddy Sang Bass, sung by Johnny Cash. Sam Beam is better known as Iron and Wine.
What I would say to young artists coming who haven't been exposed to Johnny Cash are there are a few artists who are the wells that you go to learn about delivery of tune, how a song's lyrics or plot or story, whatever, you know, if you're dealing with story songs, there are a few performers that you go to as a well to understand how to deliver a song, and he's one of them. It doesn't matter what song, you believe him. For some reason, he has an authority in the way that he delivers a line. Not that all the performers have control over this, but there's a timbre in his voice that you believe that adds, that almost insinuates a history. And so, you know, that's not always something that someone can learn to do, but you should be able to appreciate how people do that.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name.
Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a groove at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that bad.
A Boy Named Sue, sung by Johnny Cash at San Quentin.
I grew up in Texas, and my parents were lovers of folk music and songs in general. And we used to go to this restaurant called The Easy Way, Roscoe's Easy Way in Dallas. We called it The Greasy Way. And they had Johnny Cash on the little jukeboxes at each table. And so I got to pick out the songs. You know, my brother would pick out a song, and then I'd pick out a song. So the first time I heard of Johnny Cash was off the tiny little jukebox at the table at Roscoe's Greasy Way. And every time we'd go in, I'd get obsessed, and I'd want to hear Ring of Fire over and over again. I couldn't figure out what it was about, you know, but it was just the vehemence with which he delivered it was so awesome. And to this day, I think about that when I'm on stage and I'm trying to sell a song. Nobody ever sold a song like Johnny Cash. He owned it. I mean, and when he gave it to you, he was giving you something.
Rhett Miller sings in the band called the Old 97s.
If I had to describe Johnny Cash in one word, I'd say honest. He was just so honest. The way he stood up there and delivered this music that obviously meant so much to him, and it came from his heart, and it was just so raw and real. And again, it goes back to his folk singer roots. You know, these are songs that people used in lieu of newspapers and you know, God for you know, TV or whatever. The songs were how they told the stories, and he just felt it. You know, he was an honest man. He stood up there and sang these songs with his heart.
Johnny Cash put his stamp on a 1948 cowboy song by Stan Jones.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies. And up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cries.
Riders in the Sky, sung by Johnny Cash. In 1985, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson came together as a supergroup called the Highwaymen. Here's Kris.
You know, I'm not sure how the Highwaymen came together. I think it's because we all sang on a song with John, who was recording an album with Waylon, I think, and I was there, and they gave me a verse to sing, and it was the song, The Highwaymen, and to be honest with you, I always felt like somebody had made a mistake. You had Willie Nelson at one end, and then Waylon, and then Johnny Cash, and the janitor. I always felt like it was like I was dreaming when I was up there with him, and it was great.
Willie Nelson.
Working with the Highwaymen was probably the greatest experience of my life because, first of all, I had three of my heroes on stage at the same time I was there, and I got to listen to them sing, and Kris was way over there, and then John, and then Waylon, and then me on the stage. So I got to hear three of my favorite buddies and singers on the stage every night, and we did that all over the world three times, and that was amazing.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when they
got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again.
Highwayman, sung by Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson, also known as the Highwaymen. Johnny Cash the Greatest was produced by Joyride Media. Paul Chufo and Joshua Jackson are the producers. Our executive producer is Eric Moog. Our associate producer is Andy Kahn. All songs on this program can be found on the Columbia Legacy Recordings release, Johnny Cash the Greatest, the number ones. Special thanks go to Adam Block, Jim Parham, Rico Alcock, Adam Farber, Marisa Magliola, Tom Cording, Randy Haker, Amber Valverde, and Jeffrey Schulberg. I'm Tony Lawson, and thanks for listening.
Hope you enjoyed that special Johnny Cash show. We got, like I said yesterday, an email from Airplay Direct, and thought everybody would enjoy it. So I really appreciate you listening, and make sure you spread it around to all your friends, email it, and share it, whatever you want to do. Okay, we'll be back on tomorrow with another show, new music. Thanks for listening. Goodbye till then. Appreciate every one of you.